Western oil majors are reporting their strongest refining margins in years, and the mechanism is straightforward. The Strait of Hormuz closure has removed millions of barrels of Middle Eastern crude from global supply, which tightens the market, which widens the spread between crude input costs and refined product prices. If you have refining capacity in the U.S. Gulf Coast or Rotterdam, this is a very profitable moment.
S&P futures are sitting at 7,779 this morning, up about 0.6%. The broader market has been running a record rally driven by strong earnings. S&P 500 ETF inflows have surged as retail and institutional investors both chase performance. Berkshire Hathaway reported its profit doubled in the second quarter, with Greg Abel authorizing $4.5 billion in share buybacks, the highest level since 2021. Operating earnings rose 16%.
The Berkshire result is interesting because it's a signal about how Greg Abel is managing the post-Buffett era. Buffett was famously reluctant to buy back stock at high valuations. He viewed buybacks as value destructive unless the stock was genuinely cheap. Abel doing $4.5 billion in buybacks tells you he thinks Berkshire is undervalued relative to its earning power. Or he's sending a message to shareholders that he's willing to deploy capital more actively than Buffett was in his final years.
The USPS posting a $2.5 billion quarterly loss is a domestic fiscal story that tends to get overlooked but has real consequences. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General is warning Congress that without legislative action, the Postal Service will be forced to close thousands of unprofitable locations. Rural communities disproportionately depend on USPS for everything from prescription drugs to Social Security correspondence. The business case for rural post offices has never been strong, but the social infrastructure case is significant.
The Powerball jackpot hitting $905 million for Monday's drawing is worth a moment's attention, not for lottery speculation, but for what it signals about jackpot psychology. The odds of winning haven't changed. They're approximately 1 in 292 million. But the expected value calculation shifts as the jackpot climbs, because more tickets are sold, which concentrates the probability of multiple winners, which reduces the effective value of a win. Economists have long noted that lottery participation often tracks with economic anxiety. More people play when they feel their conventional economic prospects are constrained.
The Meta CTO story is worth lingering on because it reveals something about Silicon Valley culture that tends to stay internal. When an employee asked publicly for more time off, Meta's chief technology officer, Andrew Bosworth, called the request very dumb in public. The intensity of that response and the way it landed given current labor dynamics in tech says something about where tech leadership's mindset is right now relative to their workforce. Post A, iBoom, with headcount reduced significantly across major tech companies, there seems to be less patience for what executives perceive as entitlement.
The California Influencer Disclosure Bill is both a media story and a financial story. Assembly Bill 1130 would allow the Fair Political Practices Commission to fine creators and campaigns up to $5,000 per undisclosed paid political post. Political influencer marketing has been a largely unregulated space. Broadcast media has strict sponsorship disclosure rules, but social media has been operating in a gray zone. The $5,000 per post penalty is significant enough to actually change behavior.